You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Omar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. I'm with the governor of Sheffield, Ann Kelbrook.
There's finished bins. Got me a finished bin, Lana.
You're a bin man now.
Bin man.
What's happening, Kel? You looking good, shape?
I'm all right. I'm ticking over.
Ticking over?
Ticking over.
I've heard you've been in the gym for weeks.
I have.
What, just keep yourself fit?
Keep myself fit. See it, lads. Train. Might have got a fight. Might not have got a fight. You know, it's one of them.
There he is. Well, Kid Galahad, certainly you've got a fight this weekend. Deal with Kiko Martinez pretty easily, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think it's going to be tricky, like, early on, you know, but I think Barry's going to come into his own mid to late. I think he'll stop Kiko. You know, Kiko's, you know, he's the next world champion. He's durable. You know, he's always game to fight, but, you know, I think Barry's, you know, he's going to full out to his world championship status now, and he should deal with him.
Unification's next year.
Yeah, you know, I think that there's got to be unification next year. World champion, you know, and he needs to perform Saturday night, which I know he will, and then fight for there for him.
So let me ask you about Liam Williams, someone you know very well. His fight with Eubank Jr. is on. Do you expect Liam to come through that?
Yeah, you know, listen, it's a tough fight, you know, with Eubank, you know, but as long as The thing is with Liam, you know, he's a hothead. You know, he'll fight a bear. You know, he'll fight absolutely anyone. But he just needs to listen to Dominic. He needs to listen, you know, to game plan. What we need to put towards him to win this fight against Eubank. You know, but you know, I don't think nothing to Eubank. You know, I mean, you know, anyone with a bit of boxing ability, you know, he always gets beat. You know, so I believe it's, you know, that Liam should beat him.
It'll be a cracking fight. You keeping up to date with boxing, Kel?
I'm not fully keeping up to date with it, you know. I'm not, you know, when you've been in game for 26, 7 years, you know, sometimes you do lose the taste for it. But, you know, I think that I need a big, massive fight for me to get, you know, my teeth involved with. And I think, you know, the fight what we all want to see, the guy from Bolton. You know, I've signed my part of the fight, you know. He just needs to come forward and sign his part. And we've got the biggest fight in British boxing, you know.
When did you sign your part?
We've signed our bit. This is what we're doing. We signed our bit. But listen, we don't need to hide about it. Everybody knows it's whispers and this and that. You know, there's no, you know, everybody knows that this fight needs to happen. You know, he's been shouting my name. I'm not really coming in front of a camera. It's him what's been shouting my name, saying he wants it. I've done my thing, you know. I've done my thing. Let's see if he does this thing. We've got the biggest fight in British boxing, haven't we?
What's your gut telling you? Do you think Amir Khan will sign his part?
I've got a feeling that the time is now. To be honest with you, I've said that before though. So who knows with this guy? But like I said to you, that's probably the only fight what'll excite me again in boxing.
What did you think about Eddie Hearn mentioning Conor Benn for Amir Khan? Eddie said he wants to put Conor Benn in with Amir Khan.
You know, I think, yeah, there's no disrespect to Benn, you know, but I think that he still needs to build himself. It still needs to come through certain hurdles before he's at that level where he can actually, you know, demand that kind of fight. You know, I think that, you know, he's got to become world champion. He's got to be in these kind of fights, you know, to get these massive fights. I've got my stripes, you know. Khan's got his stripes. We're both in similar positions in his career, so the time's for us to collide together.
If the offer was right and it was a big offer for you to go in with Conor Benn, would you consider it or not, Kel?
Of course I would. You know, he's an up and coming, hungry young fighter. You know, and I believe that I've got plenty left. I'm doing things in gym where I've always done for years, so I can still go out there and perform. You know, I've got the YY gene. You know, I'm a one-off, and I think that I can get in there and still mix it with the best out there in the world.
Potentially, though, is there a situation where you might not fight again?
Of course there is. You know, I mean, what else do I need to prove? You know, what else do I need to prove? Become world champion. boxed a guy who was killing everybody at middleweight, got up two divisions, boxed Golovkin pound for pound, Errol Spence pound for pound, Crawford pound for pound. So it's one of them. It's one of them. What else do you want to see me do? What else do you want to see me do? I've done it all in the game. I've done it all.
Just the final one, of course, next Saturday. Someone you know very well in Terence Crawford and someone you know very well in Sean Porter collide. Your prediction for that fight?
I think styles make fights. Like I said before, there's the Fabulous Four when you had Duran, Agler, Hearns, these fighters. They could all mix up with each other and one would win, then he'd win. Like, it's one of them, styles make fights. But I do honestly believe that Crawford, with his southpaw style, and his sharpshooting, I personally think that he's the best fighter in the world at welterweight. Until we see these fights Saturday night, I won't be shocked at all if Porter beat him. I won't be shocked, but I would lean towards Crawford in that fight.
Right, Kel, I know you want to go get some food, so I appreciate your time on IFL TV. I'm sure I'll see you on fight night with Kid Gallo defend his world title. Terry, what's happening?
I'm just chilling.
Artel wants to say before. You want to say anything? You want to add anything?
You've got to close us off.
It's been nice seeing you, Omar. And we'll call it as well.
All the birds have got waiting from down there.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.